This is Bruce Hall. I'm sitting in the Giants dugout in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I'm talking to a gentleman that a lot of people didn't know until last year, Ryan Vogelsong, starting pitcher for the San Francisco Giants. Vogie, thanks a lot for sitting down with me. I appreciate it.
You got it, man. Always a pleasure.
Anyway, last year was just kind of an ending, the beginning. It's a new beginning is what it was to you, because you spent so many years in the minor leagues. You worked so hard. You'd played for probably 10 plus years and didn't ever know if you were really ever going to make it. Then all of a sudden there's an injury to Barry Zito pretty early in the season, wasn't it? I want to say it was in April. And you get the call. Now, you're not a lefty, obviously, but you know what? You came up, and to your credit, I mean, you put together some phenomenal games. Tell me what it was like that first time up. Well, first of all, tell me how you found out, and then tell me how that worked out for you, and just give me a little history of last year, because I'm sure you know it a lot better than I do.
Well, actually, I had pitched two games already in Fresno, and I was sitting in the stands in Vegas, and I was actually supposed to pitch the next day Toronto Blue Jays AAA teams in Las Vegas. And I was sitting in the stands doing the charting that the starting pitchers do in between starts in the minor leagues. And the guy that was charting next to me was, doing the scores on his phone, the ESPN tracker or whatever. And he goes, "Hey, dude, Zito just got hurt." And, the first thing that happens is you feel bad for the guy, or you're just going, well, he'll be fine, it's not a big deal. I never thought that I was getting called up, because in that situation, we had a bunch of guys that were throwing the ball, pretty good in spring training, and then we all threw the ball pretty good the first time around and in AAA. And I'm like, it could be anyone. It doesn't mean it's going to be me. And so I go in the clubhouse after the game, and the manager said, "Hey, Zito got hurt. Just keep your cell phone on tonight, and I might be calling you." And I said, "All right." And I said, "Well, I'm getting ready to pitch tomorrow, so I'm not going to change anything." And actually went outside, and in the minor leagues on the road, usually you wait for the hotel shuttle to come pick you.
Right.
And Bobby Evans called me and said, "Hey, we're going to have to DL Zito. We're calling you up." And so I go back into the clubhouse to start packing my gear, and then the manager calls me and he said, "Hey, they're calling you up." I said, "Yeah, Bobby just talked to me." So, it was an amazing moment for me. Obviously, I had been to the big leagues early in my career with the Giants, and then traded to the Pirates, and spent 3 or 4 years over there in the big leagues, but never accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. And then to be in the minor leagues and go to Japan for 3 years and feel so far away from the game over there. I mean, I know I was playing baseball, but there was times where I never felt further from the major leagues than I did over there. And then to come back in 2010 and struggle in AAA and get released, around the All-Star break by the Phillies, the 7 days before I actually signed with the Angels for the end of 2010, I wondered pretty much every day if I was ever going to play again,
right?
Let alone get the chance to pitch in the big leagues again, and kind of all that ran through my mind in about 5 minutes while I was packing my bag, and I can remember walking out of the clubhouse that night, and I told myself, I said, I'm going to do it right this time, I'm not coming back here, and it was an amazing year, man. Things fell into place for me, obviously. The first half was amazing. Made my first All-Star team, which, being through what I went through, I never expected that ever to happen to me.
No, I totally agree. Last year I was, I come to spring training every year. Last year I was here like 10 days, and, you don't know this from Adam, but Boach and I played Little League ball together. So, I mean, I've been a big fan of his for a long time. And I saw you pitch in spring training last year, because the first time I saw you, my question was, well, who the hell was that guy? Because he was throwing the crap out of the ball. and you had a distinct name, Vogelsong, which is a different kind of a name. And it's a pretty name. It's a beautiful name, but it's like different. So that stuck in my head. And then I saw you didn't make the big league club. And then all of a sudden, there you're back in there. And I went, you know what? I know that guy. He's going to be fine. And I told everybody. Now, there's a lot of – you got to understand something. When you guys – when the Giants won the World Series 2 years ago, they made a lot of fans all over this country because it was really kind of a blue-collar fun thing that everybody did. But you were probably throwing the ball off the bump as a starting pitcher – quote unquote starting pitcher that you can be in spring training as good as anybody I saw throw. And so you pitched two games in Fresno, then you went to San Francisco, got the call up. Did you go up right away? Did you go that night?
Actually, I flew the next morning and the team was actually here playing the Diamondbacks. And so I get to the field. I actually couldn't get in the stadium. The security guard wouldn't let me in for about 15 minutes until I finally had to make some phone calls, and they had to convince the guy that it was okay I came in the field. So that made me realize how far I had been away from the game. And
that usually happens with little bitty guys, not guys 6'4", 215-20 pounds.
I was carrying my baseball bag, and I had all my luggage with me, you know, because it was a travel day. And I'm thinking to myself, does everybody come to the field with this much stuff to see a ball game? But, you know, he was doing his job, and it was fine. So I finally got in. And I was actually in the bullpen that night. I almost got in because we had an extra inning game. And we flew to Colorado the next night, and Timmy was on the hill. He actually took a no-hitter that night into, like, the sixth inning or something like that.
I think I remember that series.
Yeah, he pitched game one. He took a no-hitter into, like, the sixth or seventh inning. And I think we were winning 5-1 or something like that. And they said, hey, Bogey, you got the ninth. And I just remember going, all right, this is where it starts. This is where it starts for me. And I came in and, I actually finished his inning. I finished the eighth, came in with a guy on second, got a guy to pop up, and finished the ninth. And that's kind of started the ball rolling.
You know, that's pretty amazing when you think about it, but that was really very smart because they wanted you to get your feet wet out there when you're not, you know, going to be on the bump as a starter. And then for the most part, you just took Barry's spot in the rotation, right?
Yeah, well, we had a couple off days in there to play with, kind of like we do this year. So they didn't need
it. Yeah, the first couple of weeks are kind of neat this year, right?
So we had a couple off days in there where they didn't necessarily need a fifth starter, but actually the night before, you know, that day that Zito got hurt was like the second inning. So Mota ended up throwing like four innings the night before. So the bullpen was kind of thin for a couple of days. So I spent some time down there, and then, you know, we actually went back to Pittsburgh, and it's just kind of funny and ironic how, you know, I leave Pittsburgh, come back to the Giants, who I was with originally, and my first start back in the big leagues after, you know, 6 years or four and a half years or something like that was back in Pittsburgh, and, you know, got the win, and it was a great day.
That's a nice ballpark they got there, too. I make it. It's about 3.5 hours from my house, and I remember that first game. And you know, you threw – did you give up, like, one run maybe total in that game?
I think I gave up two, but I gave up one in the first, and then I didn't give up another one until the sixth.
So now you're getting the ball every sixth game, every fifth game, but, you know, once a week, basically. Yeah. You know, and how did that first month go for you? I mean, I know how it went, but tell all the people that listen to us just what that first month was like for you.
Well, actually, the next start was in New York, and I didn't throw well. I gave up like four runs in four innings or something like that, and or five runs. I gave up three-run home run in the first of Beltran, and then Ike Davis hit a two-run homer off me in like the third. So we ended up winning the game in extra innings that night, but I didn't throw the ball well at all. And I was going, oh, man, here we go again. But so my next start after that is Mother's Day at home against the Rockies. And it's my first start as a Giant in AT&T. I had started there as a Pirate, but never in my home stadium as a Giant. And took a perfect game into the sixth, actually. And came out in the middle of seventh and got a standing ovation. And it's still...
You know, few goosebumps, right?
Aside from being announced at the All-Star game, the greatest moment I've ever had on a baseball field. And I tell you what, that kind of rocket jetted me into the next month. And, you know, after that, it was like four, you know, nine consecutive outings. I gave up two runs or less or something like that. And
quality starts became something that you got used to. Well, the great thing about what I see when you're on the mound is you go after hitters. You pitch to contact. You don't play around. You don't nibble. You pretty much go after them. The other night I was watching you throw, and the only problem you seemed to be having was you're getting a little bit out in front of your arm, so you were up in the zone a little bit. But you know why I like that? Because you're throwing fastball. Yeah. You know, it's like, hey, you know, I'm Ryan Vogelsong. Here's my fastball. Good luck.
Well, one of the things I kind of changed through the years was I try and take myself to this place on the mound where I don't hear or see anything but the catcher's mitt. And I try and hit that thing as many times as I can as long as I'm out there. And, you know, if that's a fastball, curveball, changeup, whatever I'm throwing, I try and keep my focus on that and that alone. And it worked out pretty good for me last year.
Now, when did we lose Buster? That was early. Was that May?
Yeah, it was May. I actually pitched the next game the day after that.
He was catching you some too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he caught me 3 or 4 times before he got hurt. And, you know, he caught me a bunch here in spring training. And the one thing that stuck out to me was, you know, sometimes in spring training you got the starting catcher for the big league team back there and non-roster guys come in. And it happened to me in the past a few different places. And they just kind of don't care. You know, it's you're not going to be on the staff, so – they're just kind of back there going through the motions, and he never did that. And you know, he gained my respect right away from day one because of that. And I actually, you know, after one of my first games, I came in and told Rags, I go, he's the best catcher I've ever thrown to in baseball. And you know, for me to say that about him, and he's such a young guy, and you know, he hasn't had that much experience at the big league level yet.
It's so nice to have him back healthy, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, he's such a big part of our team, you know, not only offensively, defensively, but, you know, he's kind of our leader in the clubhouse. And, you know, the catcher is kind of seems like that role kind of leads towards the catchers most times on teams. And he seems to kind of be that guy for us.
Now, listen, you know, it was your first year with the Giants big league club. They got a staff kind of like nobody else's. I mean, in Major League Baseball, you know, there's a lot of teams that hit a little bit. And there's a lot of teams that hit a lot, and they don't end up playing in the postseason. Talk to me a little bit about your relationship with Dave Righetti. What do you think about Rags?
Well, I actually was in the big leagues with the Giants before, way back in 2001. And
I knew they drafted you. I didn't know you made it to the big leagues, though. Is that right?
I did. 2000, I was a September call-up, and then 2001, I got caught up about a month into the season there, too. And Rags and I actually started in this organization at the same time. They hired him in 98 after I got drafted. And
Giants were going through some changes back then.
Yeah, in 99 he was our minor league pitching coordinator, and him being close to San Jose, he spent a lot of time there, and I was in San Jose for the first half of the season. So we developed a really good relationship, and you know, he kind of became like my father figure in baseball. And when I got called up, you know, I think a lot of it had to do with him putting in, you know, good words for me and saying that he thought I could handle it. And even after I got traded, we stayed in touch quite often. Even when I was in Japan, you know, I talked to Rags or through email. And we have a great relationship. And I think that had a lot to do with my success last year. You know, I was very comfortable with him. Gardy and I, Mark Gardner, the bullpen coach, and I were teammates.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, all these guys here I played with. Dunston, you know, he was my teammate. JT Snow, Jeff Kent, Aurelia.
Kind of at the end of their careers, too. But these guys all stay with San Francisco as coaches, which says a lot for the organization because they're familiar with what they want as a Giant player, right?
Yeah, and it's such a great organization. They do everything the right way over here, and it makes you want to be a part of it. And that's kind of why I signed back here last year as a free agent. You know, the comfortability with Rags and the other, you know, Wotus was the bench coach the first time I was here too. So, and the Sabes was here, Tidrow, Bobby Evans, everyone in the organization was the same. And it was not more of, I thought, well, I'm going to have the upper hand because they know me. It was more of a comfort thing for me that I didn't have to come in here to camp and try and prove who I was.
Exactly. I mean, they know who you are and you know who they are. And listen, relationships are what life is about. I don't have to tell you that because you do a lot more than just play baseball. Let's talk a little bit about the All-Star game. Now, I'm trying to remember what your record was. You might have been 7-1 or 8-1 at the time. And I remember – basically picking that team and being buddies with Boach from time to time and knowing he was coaching that team, you know, going to manage that team. I was coming out here to Arizona anyway. But the first thing I ever did was I wrote down my list of pitchers. And, you know, they keep like – I want to say they keep 30-some-odd players on each squad because everybody pitches an inning and everybody doesn't get in and all the hitters don't play usually more than two or three at bats. But when did you find out and when did you even know that you, in the back of your mind, were you even thinking about the All-Star game? And then how did you find out about it?
I wasn't thinking about the All-Star game. I kind of being around the block, so to speak, I've learned that, you know, you're only as good as your next start. And I tried to keep it pretty simple. Right. I tried to keep it simple last year where even if I had a good game that night, you know, it's pretty simple for me. I come in, I ice down, I watch the rest of the game. And as soon as that game's over, I'm mentally on to my next team. And I tried to keep it like that. And, you know, obviously I started hearing the grumblings of, you know, should he be an all-star? Has he had enough innings? You know, this, that, or the other thing. And I never really let it creep into my mind. You know,
you led the National League in earned run average for a while, and you were second for like 3 months.
As it got closer, I kind of said, man, that would be unbelievable. Because like I said before, it was something I never thought ever was going to happen in my career, especially the way I had been throwing the ball. So we're in Detroit. It's the first week of July. We're in Detroit, and we actually had a really bad rain delay. And I was pitching a day game the next day, and they were announcing the team the next day. And during the rain delay, Boach goes, hey, you know, I want to see you in the office real quick. And I thought he might be telling me, get my stuff on, that I might have to go down the bullpen and come in and pitch, because it was like 2 hours. And Z was back then, and he was pitching on short rest anyway. But it wasn't. I went in there, and he said, hey, you know, are you one of the greatest stories I've ever seen in baseball, but you're going to be an all-star now too. And it was an amazing moment. You know, I thought it wasn't like he was lying to me, but it almost didn't seem real, you know. But the hardest thing was I couldn't tell anyone because they weren't announcing the team till the next day. But they said, hey, we don't want to tell you tomorrow morning before your start. We want to, you know, let you sleep on this.
You told Nicole though, didn't you? You had to tell her.
I told Nicole. I told her, you know, don't say anything. And I called my mom and dad that night and told them, because they don't do Twitter and all that stuff,
God.
Facebook and all that. So I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere past them. But those were the only three I told. So the next day in Detroit, I'm out on the field warming up for the game, and they had the selection show up on the big screen. And they announced it. And there was actually a lot of Giants fans in Detroit that weekend.
There's a lot of Giant fans everywhere.
The place when the Giants fans went nuts in the stands, and it was a great feeling.
Yeah, Detroit wears the same colors as the Giants too. I mean, they got the exact same colors. So anyway, you get through the All-Star game. Did you pitch an inning?
I didn't.
You didn't pitch. Well, you know what? That worked out good. The nice thing about coaching the All-Star game is Boach came out of that suite, didn't he? Because he was one of the most important things about being in that All-Star game, because you've heard all the stories about the guys that hit in home run derby and then they're done for a month. They're not staying inside the ball. They're swinging too hard. They're doing this. They're doing that. But the nice thing about managing that game is, you know, you can A, put the guys out that belong out there, especially from your team, and B, you can make sure your guys come out of it a little sweeter when it's time to start playing again.
Right, and he had talked to me, you know, the days leading up to that, and he said, you know, I have to, you know, put a plan into the commissioner's office saying who's going to pitch when, and I have to have a plan if we go extra innings. And right now you're my first guy out of the bullpen if we go extra innings. But if we get a lead or we're losing, I'm going to get you in there. And I told him, I said, listen, you know, we got guys on this All-Star team that are bullpen guys, and that's what they do. And if it's a close game, it means a lot now. You know, you win the All-Star game and your league gets home field advantage in the World Series, and that's huge. It was huge for the Giants the year before. So I was fine with that. You know, we had tremendous guys down that bullpen, Johnny Venters, Kimbrel, you know, Joe Hanrahan, Brian Wilson, guys that do that every day.
You haven't had my boy Tyler Clippard out there. He came in, gave up a line drive to left. The guy threw him out at home, and he got the win because y'all got a couple of runs in the bottom of the inning.
Yeah, but, you know, so the fact that those guys are doing what they do on an everyday basis in the All-Star game, that was fine with me because, you know, I've been coming out of the pen every once in a while, but – it is hard to transition from starting the bullpen. It's not easy. And, you know, if we would have gotten extra innings, it would have been awesome to get in there. But, you know, the fact that I didn't, I was still there. You can't take it away from me. I'm still going to be an all-star for the rest of my life. And after the game, the first thing I saw Boach, and he goes, hey, just make sure we win this thing so I can make you the all-star starter next year. I said, that sounds good to me, buddy.
It doesn't get any better than that. Well, you know, I know Boach, and you couldn't be luckier having a player's coach like him to begin with. You couldn't be luckier having a pitching coach like Rags that's been through it. I mean, he was a great pitcher when he played ball. But the thing, anyway, you finish the season like 13-7, I think. You know, you get the Giants struggled last year. They really struggled with their bats. The rotation was fine. You know, you guys did your job. The Pens seem to do their job. When you've got an OBA at 300 or less, you're going to struggle. And they've made some changes this year. And it looks like, you know, you're going to have some more runs per game behind you this year. I mean, I really like the changes I've seen. The end of the year, you know, got behind you. Now, how long you been married to Nicole?
Let's see. It'll be 7 years this November.
Yeah, I spoke to Nicole on Twitter before I ever talked to you, because she's real good about getting back to people that are nice to her and everything.
Yes.
Hey, but the thing of it is that now you got another season in front of you. You got that season behind you. You're established. When the fans see you go out there, there's going to be, you know, they're going to be behind you 100%. How do you feel going into this season right now?
Well, I feel good. You know, I messed my back up here a little bit about a week before camp, and I've been rehabbing this thing pretty good every day since we got here. And like you said, I pitched a couple innings the other day. I'm scheduled to pitch again Saturday, and I'm going to miss one turn in the rotation. But it, like you said, and we talked about earlier, there was an off day, so it sets us up okay. So I'll make my first start, the first home series against the Pirates, and you know, it's gonna be different. You know, I think I snuck up on some people a little bit last year, especially early. You know, I think some people took me for granted, and respectfully so. I mean, the last time I faced a lot of those guys, I was different. I didn't throw a lot of strikes, and I was pretty good hitting. So I think I snuck up on some people. That obviously is not gonna happen anymore. But I think if I just, you know, stay with what we talked about earlier, you know, the focus on the mound is different, the concentration in the game is different, and I think that's what got me through last year. And I think, you know, I have some room for improvement mentally on the mound. I think I did still had some times last year where I had some mental lapses in games, and it cost me a couple runs, and so I think I can get better than that. But I'm just going to try and approach it the same way and just, you know, be mentally strong in games and try and hit that glove as many times as I can, and you know, the old adage is, after the ball leaves your hand, there's not much you can do. And I'm just going to try and control the things I can control.
Well, you've got great movement on your fastball. I've always noticed that. And you got a nice hook too. When you can put that curveball where you want it, that just makes your fastball even that much better. Do you have a change up yet? Do you throw a change?
I do. I throw a circle change, and it's actually probably it's gotten better here over the last couple of years. Some days it's probably my, you know, number two pitch. You know, some days it's my fourth pitch, and you know, I do throw a cutter too. That sometimes that's my second pitch. It just depends on the day, and that's one of the things that's nice about having four pitches. If one's not working, usually the other one is, and usually the third one is, and that's what you attack guys with that day, and that's part of the chess match of being a pitcher versus a hitter.
Ryan, where do you make your home in the off season?
I live about 30 minutes outside of Philly, a little town called Downingtown. I live in a house about 10 minutes from the one I grew up in, and it's nice. It's out in the country, horse farm country, and it's peaceful. It's I get the best of both worlds. I live in a city in San Francisco for 6 or 7 months, and you know, go home to Philly, outside of Philly for 4 months, and live in the country, and so it's a nice change.
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, how long you been married now?
It'll be 7 years, I think. So November 2005, yeah, it'll be 7 years coming up.
And it was when all this stuff happened to you last year, that was big for Nicole too, wasn't it? Because she was right there with you every step of the way.
Yeah, it was. You know, sometimes I think the things that were going bad in my career sometimes were harder on her to watch me struggle. And, you know, she did all the trips with me. You know, she did the minor league send down, and, you know, we're going into Indy and flying back and forth. And, you know, she went to Japan with me all 3 years. And, you know, she's been through the mud with me. So last year was just as gratifying for her as it was for me.
Ryan, I want to thank you for sitting down with me and sharing all this with me. It's been really a lot of fun. And I'm going to see. Now, listen, you guys are going to be in my town 4th of July weekend, the 1st, the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, or it's the 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th. Boach spent 6 years there. So when I see you next, you make sure you keep one evening available so I can drag you and Nicole out to dinner if she makes a trip, okay?
You got it, buddy. Anytime.
This is Ryan Vogelsong, National League All-Star last year in 2011. And this is Bruce Hall with Bruce Hall Sports saying so long. I'll see you on Sunday.